Prove it, peeps. Oh my God. I'm so happy to see you slash know you're with me, even though I can't really see you, but feel your energy and love. I am so happy to be on the show with you here today. I've had a pretty crazy month. The last time I hit record was a few weeks ago, actually. So this episode is coming out a few weeks after I'm recording it. And a lot has happened for me in the past month. My new book, I See You, A Leader's Guide to Energizing Your Team Through Radical Empathy, launched on February 20th. On that day, we sold out on Amazon. We were already an Amazon bestseller from pre-orders, but we officially became an Amazon bestseller. We were a top new release and number one in business health and stress, thanks to you. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I did a massive launch party in Charleston, South Carolina, where I live, with community members, with my family, with my neighbors, and part of the Improve It team. Had them in Charleston with me for about a week, which was super awesome and fun. And we're going to do more of that. And then from there, I was on a ton of podcasts and did a news show. And then went to Chicago, where I did a live book club with an association called Cornet, which was really exciting. They purchased 100 copies of the book for everyone in the audience, and we did a live talk about the book. And then we did a launch party in Chicago with my Chicago community, which was amazing. And then from there, came back to Charleston 2 days later, flew out to DC to do another book club live talk in Amazon's headquarters, Amazon, which was awesome. And then flew home. Then from there, did a talk here in Charleston, and then flew out again for a keynote that I had in San Diego. And I took my husband and son with me. I got home 2 days ago, unpacked, and then had a appearance on another news segment yesterday. And I'm here today. So she's got bags under her eyes. They are real, but I'm so freaking grateful. I'm so grateful for you, for this community, for uplifting this message, for sharing this message with everyone that you know. It has been such a journey to get to this point, and I'm finally so happy that the book is out in the world and that it is being shared and this message of love is being so well received. And I want to talk about the title of today's show, because you press play for a reason. You're not here to hear me gab. You're here to get some knowledge and tips and tricks, and I'm going to give it to you. But I just had to give you that insight and that thanks, because it's been so rewarding, so awesome meeting and speaking with people. Everyone has a part of the book that hits different for them. Everyone has something that they can pull out that resonates with their life experience. And that's been so cool to witness and to make people feel less alone. But when I talk about the title today, are you missing out on team building opportunities? Discover the power of a leadership book club. You probably pressed play because you're a leader or a community organizer or a teacher or a team member who is bored and you want to jazz it up a little bit. And maybe you press play because you want an interactive, fun, and exciting way to engage your team. And I have to tell you, a book club changed my life, truly. Before I started Improve It, I worked at a recruiting firm where I did business development, and our senior leadership there decided to start a book club. And they said, we will pay for the book and we're going to do a monthly or bi-monthly book club. All we ask is you read the book and you show up. I said, heck yeah, because I'm a lifelong learner. And I was like, what's up? Give me that book for free. Okay. And I'll never forget, the first book we read was called The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy. And if you've been an OG listener of this show, You've probably heard me talk about this book time and time again, because this book is all about tiny, small actions daily that will help you lead up to your big, hairy, audacious goals. And it gave me this sort of like a report card that I had to fill out every day to make sure I was staying on track with my goals. So you define your big, hairy goals first, and then you create a cadence system so that every day you're doing a small task that will lead up to that goal. And that cadence system is what helped me learn how to manage my time, know what my priorities are, define my purpose and my why, and help me create and improve it. Now, that book was the first book we read. It's the most memorable for me. I remember reading it, taking notes, bookmarking the pages, being so excited that I got to bring this book back to my personal and professional life and knowing it could help me in every single area. And we took that book. We did our book club meeting about it. I was such a nerd in that book club. I loved learning. I loved talking about the things that were resonating with me. I loved hearing other readers' viewpoints. I loved experiencing the book and watching it play out in my real life. And we did that with several books. It continued for about a year and a half. And then I ended up leaving the organization to start Improve It because literally this book club changed my life. Because I read that book, The Compound Effect, it literally helped me create small, tangible tasks in my day-to-day that would lead me to this big, hairy goal of starting my own company. Cut to about 11, 12 years later, and here I am on this show talking with you about a book club for your team. So, just to give you a case study in how book clubs can change your team members' life, maybe you're not trying to get them to do a book club so that they start their own business and leave. That's obviously was my experience. But again, I look back and that leader changed my life because he gave me something outside of my day-to-day to make me engaged at work. And boy, did it make me engaged. So if you're trying to think of some outside of the box ways to implement a book club for your team and create engagement, I've got two options for you. I'm going to start with option one, which is a pretty, very nominal way to do it. Here's how. Okay. This has seven steps. This is option one, your seven-step approach. So step one is you're going to define your goals. What are you hoping to achieve from this book club? Is it team engagement? Is it professional development? Is it any type of outside learning opportunities for your team? What is the goal? And then you need to establish a champion of this book club or a cheerleader, or you could say just a coordinator. I feel like whoever coordinates the book club needs a title better than a coordinator because managing energy of people, and it's managing learning and professional development, and it's managing team building. So come up with something catchy and fun. That's step one. Step two, define a monthly cadence that works for you and your team. So I would say what we did at my former organization was we got a book the beginning of a month. So let's say we started a book in January. We had the entire month of January to read the book. And then we would meet for book club in February, about 6 weeks after getting the book. And then we would get a new book in the beginning of March and do the same thing in the middle of April. So decide a cadence that works for your organization or your team. And then go to step three. This is the most important part. You want to get buy-in from the team on what they want to read or learn about. I think that's what makes book clubs so enticing, is that people are showing up because they are feeling a part of the process. So either pick five or six titles to begin with and share those with the team and have those team members choose one of those five books and the one with the most votes wins, or have people submit ideas and see if there's a simple theme coming up. And maybe that theme is leadership, or maybe that theme is time management, or maybe that theme is stress management. And then you choose a book that helps with that theme. So decide what that looks like for you, but make sure you get that buy-in from the team. That's step three. Step four. Now, when I did a book club in my former company, our leadership purchased the book for us, which I think was really helpful. So you can decide as an organization, do you have budget to purchase a book, or you can encourage people to get the Kindle version, which is super nominally priced, or even the Audible version if they have access to Audible, or you could purchase hard copies of the book for the team or encourage them to rent from their local library. But step four is start with one book and give the team 4 weeks to read it. Now, here's the deal. 4 weeks is 30 days, or it's 28 days if you were to do the actual math. If you do more than this, it becomes deprioritized. But you can generally read a 200-page book in 28 days if you read 10 pages a day. You can finish that book in 28 days. So anything longer becomes deprioritized. And one good idea here is to start with the book, send out the email to the team or communication, however you prefer that communication, and say, here's the book. You have until X date to read it. Halfway through those 4 weeks, send another email. Just a reminder, we are going to do book club in this date, and I need you to be almost done because we are going to be meeting as a group. And then at the end, when the deadline is, send a final reminder there. So three communication points, just to keep it top of mind for individuals. You want to over-communicate here versus under-communicate. And then step five, you've scheduled the book club meeting. So you've already established your cadence. You know when this meeting is going to be, but you want to get even more specific than that. You want to decide, is it in person or Zoom? Who is leading this? And one general idea that I love here is to appoint a different person to lead the book club every month or every time you meet, because it gives ownership, it gives people an opportunity to speak and to facilitate. So decide who is leading and then have that person create an outline or an agenda. My team and I have a theory, no agenda, nor no attenda. So having an agenda or an outline for the flow of the book club is going to be really important. And then step six, conduct that meeting, baby. Okay. You are going to meet and make it interactive with either breakout rooms or partner discussions, and have each individual talk to a partner, because that way they're going to retain information more because they're thinking about it out loud. And then collectively debrief those questions. Make that a part of the agenda process, making this extremely interactive. Finally, here is step seven. You're going to gather feedback with an anonymous survey. So after the book club takes place, whoever is your coordinator, champion, cheerleader of book club will send out an anonymous survey. And the survey could even include three books to choose from for the next book club so that you can get buy-in. But in that survey, you're going to ask questions like, what was the most engaging part of book club? What is something that we could do differently for book club next time? And then if you have any more specific questions to your organization, you can include things like, how does this book leverage how we see ourselves at XYZ company? How are you going to implement what you learned in today's book club and move it and put it into your career trajectory? Questions like that, because you want to see what people are taking away from the experience, how you can improve it, and what they liked. Then, my friends, you're going to rinse and repeat steps 1 through 7 for option A. And I'll repeat those really quick. Step one, define your goals. Step two, develop your monthly cadence. Step three, get buy-in from the team. Step four, start with one book and make it 4 weeks or less. Send out communication in the beginning, middle, and end. Step five, schedule the meeting and get a leader or a point person who's going to create an outline or agenda. Step six, conduct that meeting, baby. And make sure you have it interactive components inside. Step 7 is you're going to gather feedback and you're going to give options for the future book club so that you're getting buy-in from the team again and you're seeing what's working and how you can improve it, pun intended. That's option A. And I got to tell you, you do those steps and you get more involvement. The more people who start coming and you make it engaging and tangible and something that they can use in their jobs and outside of their work, and the more that conversation spreads, the more people are going to join. And what if you had a book club for your entire organization? I mean, how freaking cool would that be? So I know everybody listening is coming from all different sizes of organizations, companies, what have you. Start small and expand from there is my suggestion, okay? Don't try to go everybody at once. Start small, get feedback, and continue to add and improve it as you go along. Now, here's option 2, my friends. This is Improve It's Virtual Book Club. So here's how it works. Once we have this live, which will be coming up soon, you will be able to have a virtual book club with your team using ICU as the guide. Essentially, you will have a page on our website that you can go to where you can purchase this book club for your team. This is one of our most nominally priced service offerings. We'll send your team 50 copies of the book, which is included in the price, or 50 Kindle versions. There's two options, a Kindle version or a hard copy option. You'll give your team time to read it. And then you'll have a live 1-hour guided book club virtual session with me, the author, and an amazing Improve It facilitator. This live session includes breakout sessions, guided activities, and access to our resource guidebook, as well as a guided Q&A, all about ICU, A Leader's Guide to Energizing Your Team Through Radical Empathy. This is our most nominally priced option for up to 50 participants. And if you want to experience what this look and feels like, you can see it for yourself on April 17th at 11 a.m. Eastern. There is a link to this in the show notes. All you need is a purchased copy of the book on either Kindle, Audible, or hard copy to attend. It is free in attendance with purchase of the book. So that's option 2. And I can show you what an interactive session looks and feels like. And you can go back and rinse and repeat it for your team by trying Book Club here with us virtually. I'm so excited for this. This is such an opportunity for me to see how the book is impacting people in a real way. It's also an awesome opportunity for people to talk about empathy and to bring this message to life and for people to really see themselves walking this walk instead of just talking this talk. So, whether you do option A or option B, your own version or Improve It's version, just know that a book club is an amazing team building activity with so many tangible outcomes. Truly, my book club from my previous job changed my life. And I know for a fact that with help of option A's steps 1 through 7, you could change the lives of your team through this experience, or through option B, by having them actually interact with the author who wrote the book. I'm so excited for this. I know it's going to be of service to so many people, and that's what I'm here to do, is to bring this message of love, compassion, and empathy back to work. So if that sounds like something you're interested in, sign up for our April 17th free virtual book club. You'll find the link to that in our show notes at 11 a.m. Eastern time. I hope to see you there. And here's the deal. You know what I'm going to say. I want you to keep failing, keep improving, because this world needs that very special it that only you can bring. I'll see you next time.